93.3's Fashionista is Joan Lincoln. And okay, so.
Fashion story today.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's quite all right.
But I read this article about becoming an empty nest. Mm-hmm. And this woman raised her four boys on her own. And so the last one flew the nest. And she decided she hadn't really made any plans for herself. So she decided to take 4 months, one for each one of her sons, and just go to Europe.
This sounds like a rich person.
No, I don't think so. From what the article was. And wow. I did a couple of...
4 months in Europe?
Can you imagine?
Yeah,
one
I can.
For each son. But she was like, I don't even know who I am outside of raising my
kids.
Children.
And she did it alone. She was a single mom?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man,
I know. It's not an easy task.
Four boys all by herself.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So it got me thinking because, let's see, the end of July, my youngest is going to leave my nest.
Wow, so you're done.
Her cozy little nest.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel successful in my parenting, just like
you
were
talking.
Them.
We launched them. It's like,
yep.
Wow.
And so the funny story with her and her launch is that she said, you know what I'm going to miss, Mom? I'm going to miss your closet. She goes, do you think I can come back and like rent Mama's closet? You know, she goes, I'll write an inventory of what I take so you don't think it's, you know, missing and, you know, a time period.
Awesome.
And, you know, I'll make sure that it's pressed and, you know, I return it in good condition.
Aww.
How cute is that?
Yeah.
But,
lovely.
You know, when you think about the empty nest, you think about the parenting aspect of mm-hmm. losing the children. But, you know, I think the kids, you know, if you have a good relationship, you know, they have some, you know, hesitations.
Yeah.
At least I'm praying that she does. But
right.
I thought that was cute. And our friend Pam Sherman, and I'm sure I'm not,
our suburban outlaw.
Yeah, our suburban outlaw. So she flew into the store yesterday. She goes, I've got some things for you. I'm cleaning out my house. And, you know, they got approached to sell their house. And all of a sudden, they're moving.
Because her kids are gone, too.
And her kids are gone. And she's like, Neil and I, we're just not quite sure what kind of nest we want. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, don't rush the process.
Yeah.
You know, this is your time to kind of reevaluate.
Yeah.
And for most of the time when we talk about the empty nest, we're talking about older people mm-hmm. losing their children, okay, to, you know, living independently.
Right.
Like, did you get your AARP card?
A long time ago.
I mean, that's a different independent living situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, I am proud of the fact that my kids could all leave.
Yeah.
You know, and
survive on their own.
And survive on
and
their
thrive.
Own.
It's a it's such a great feeling.
Great
to know
careers
that,
and great relationships and marriages.
Yeah.
And, I'm really proud of
it's,
them.
It's
so.
It's a process and it's an achievement. And, mm-hmm. and like we said, I mean, it's obviously one of probably the toughest job and the pay sucks.
right.
But when you get text like we talked about a half hour ago of my son sending us that text that how much he appreciates all we've done for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that my daughter feels the same way. She really talks to my wife about that stuff, you know, and because, you know, it's just it makes it all worth it. But,
Nothing better than having a full nest.
I know.
From time to time.
My nest will be full this weekend when my kids come home and I'm so excited.
Well, you have a blast.
I will. I promise you I will.
Warm 101.3.